Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Verbal Judo, The Gentle Art of Persuasion, updated edition by George J. Thompson, is a compelling guide to the art of communication and persuasion that emphasizes the power of words to de-escalate conflicts and influence others positively. Drawing from his experiences as a martial artist, professor, and police officer, Thompson offers a unique perspective on how to apply the principles of judo, a martial art known for using an opponent's force against them, to verbal interactions. This updated edition brings new insights and examples relevant in today's increasingly digital and diverse communication landscape. It is designed to help readers of all backgrounds master the art of peaceful persuasion, improve their relationships, and achieve their goals without resorting to force. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the foundations of verbal judo. Verbal judo emphasizes the philosophy that words can act as a tool to prevent, de-escalate, or end an argument peaceably. This topic explores the foundational concepts of verbal judo, including the idea that effective communication is akin to a martial art in its ability to redirect negative energy. It discusses the five universal truths of human interaction that serve as the bedrock of this approach. All people want to be treated with dignity and respect. Everyone wants to be asked rather than told to do something. People want to know why they are being asked to do something. They prefer options over threats, and they want a second chance when they make mistakes. This section delves into how understanding these truths can transform our approach to communication, making it more effective and respectful. Secondly, the art of listening. One of the core principles of verbal judo is the art of listening, or what Thompson refers to as listening with purpose. This topic covers the importance of active listening in persuasion and conflict resolution. It explains how truly listening to what others say, and what they mean but might not say directly, can help de-escalate tense situations and open the door to positive dialogue. Techniques such as paraphrasing to confirm understanding, asking open-ended questions to encourage deeper conversation, and avoiding interruptions while someone is speaking are discussed in detail. This section also addresses common listening pitfalls and how to overcome them, emphasizing that effective listening is a skill that requires practice and mindfulness. Thirdly, empathy and ethical persuasion. Empathy plays a pivotal role in verbal judo, underpinning the approach's emphasis on ethical persuasion. This topic explores how understanding and reflecting on others' feelings and viewpoints can enhance our ability to influence them without manipulation. It discusses strategies for demonstrating empathy in conversation, including expressing genuine concern, acknowledging others' feelings, and adapting your communication style to meet the needs of the individual or situation. The section also delves into the ethics of persuasion, highlighting the importance of respecting others' autonomy and avoiding deceptive or coercive tactics. Instead, ethical persuasion is framed as a mutually beneficial exchange that respects the dignity and worth of all parties involved. Fourthly, tactical communication. Tactical communication is a term Thompson uses to describe the strategic use of verbal communication to manage conflicts and negotiate outcomes effectively. This topic examines how to apply verbal judo techniques in high-stakes or emotionally charged situations. It includes guidance on diffusing hostility, redirecting negative energy, and using language to steer conversations toward more constructive outcomes. The section discusses specific verbal tactics, such as the LEAPS model, listen, empathize, ask, paraphrase, summarize, and the use of disarmament phrases that can help lower defenses and open up dialogue. Also addressed is the importance of voice tone, body language, and word choice in conveying sincerity and building trust. Lastly, practical applications and practice. Beyond theory, verbal judo offers practical applications for everyday life, from family arguments to professional disputes. This topic focuses on how to put the principles of verbal judo into practice, including exercises for improving communication skills and tips for preparing for potential conflicts. It discusses how to incorporate verbal judo into various aspects of life, such as parenting, customer service, and leadership, providing readers with tools to handle confrontations constructively. Also covered are methods for self-reflection and continuous improvement in communication skills, encouraging readers to become more mindful of their verbal interactions and the impact that they have on others. In conclusion, Verbal Judo, The Gentle Art of Persuasion, Updated Edition is a must-read for anyone interested in mastering the art of communication to positively influence their personal and professional relationships. Whether you're a leader looking to inspire your team, a parent trying to communicate more effectively with your children, or an individual seeking to improve your negotiation skills, this book provides valuable insights and practical techniques that can benefit you. Through its focus on empathy, ethical persuasion, and tactical communication, Verbal Judo teaches that wielding words with precision and care can be far more powerful than any physical strength. Embracing the principles laid out by George J. Thompson can lead to more respectful, productive, and inherently satisfying interactions in every facet of life. If you would like to support George J. Thompson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.